This half hour is presented by VIP Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Good morning, happy Monday. I'm Jenna Barr. This is your Pensacola expert panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Joining me now is Dr. Amy Reed from VIP Care. Good morning.
Good morning, Jenna.
It's girl hour.
Oh, yeah.
last week, the dudes dominated, I'm not going to lie, and they had me cracking up.
I heard about that.
Listen, I love some good humor. Mm-hmm. And it's just a play on words. Any day now. So if you haven't been following along or tuning in every Monday morning, you can always go back. You can go to newsradio923.com and check out our podcasts. And also, you get to laugh along and as well as learn along. Learn and laugh along? I don't know. Is that like a live, laugh, love thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I'm really excited today because you always bring a really good topic to talk about. Update us from the previous week, whether it's on COVID and vaccinations mm-hmm. or on something new in the medicinal world. Mm-hmm. But how are things at the practice first? How have things been this past week?
Oh, they've been fine. So I think I've made mention before, we're providing care in the clinic. Generally, we're focused on preventative medicine. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we do illness injury visits, but we're trying to screen people out if they have COVID symptoms. So we're keeping our practice safe and their space safe for people who are vulnerable, because a lot of our patients are 65 and up with comorbidities. So we haven't noticed all that much change in our clinic, and because, you know, we're providing the same care as we always have. But we are seeing an uptick in patients with COVID and those that are infected, those are who are hospitalized, and unfortunately those who expire. So
real quick on that note, and if you have a question, 850-437-1620, that's 850-437-1620. You can text or you can call. Dr. Reed is here with VIP Care. And so when people are now starting to show symptoms, well, mm-hmm. whether it's COVID or not, okay, yeah. So let's just go with that, because we don't want to spread any sickness, whether it's a stomach bug mm-hmm. or a common cold, which can spread really fast. You know, you see it with kids. One gets the sniffles and then we all have the sniffles. Mm-hmm. What are some common practices, just for being practical and cautionary and then also courteous, that people can do? Like, do you do that, hey, I'm so sorry phone call, like I woke up this morning with a fever? Or are people not doing that anymore?
Oh, no, they are, especially in our clinic. So we call the day before, one, to remind patients of their appointment, but also to do that pre-screening. And we tell them, you know, don't be a stranger. So if you're having symptoms, you know, give us a call first. Even if you have the appointment scheduled for that day, give us a call if you're not going to be able to make it, or if you're having symptoms concerning for COVID. So again, we're providing illness injury care, but it's just not COVID care, because they're like in terms of what can I provide in the clinic, not all that much, not more than what you can do at home. So you know, it's symptom management, making sure that you're getting your breathing treatments, making sure that you're staying hydrated, resting up, that kind of thing. When it gets pretty severe, where you're nauseous, vomiting, unable to tolerate oral hydration, that's when it gets concerning. Or if you're breathing so hard that you're getting lightheaded, or you're just having a tough time with the breathing, that's when we say, hey, that it's kind of surpassed what I can offer you.
Sure.
And that's when you have to go to an urgent care or possibly an ER. But
you mentioned breathing treatments. So mm-hmm. what are some at-home breathing treatments that people are doing? I don't know.
So breathing treatments, okay. Generally it's nebulizer treatments or even like inhalers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My kids have had to do that.
Yeah, a lot of kids with reactive airway disease and mm-hmm. asthma.
Yeah.
But then the older population, 65 and up, we have a high incidence of COPD, emphysema. Ooh. And that's generally secondary to complications from smoking. But, you know, there's patients that I have that, you know, they didn't smoke a cigarette in their life, but maybe they were around secondary exposure. So right. there's that passive smoking history. And then unfortunately there's that bad luck, I'm afraid. So it just happens.
Oof. Yeah, I hate to be in that percentile right there. That's not fun. Again, 850-437-1620. So pertaining to COVID, I assume, what are some over-the-counter medicinal things that can be done or kept in the house when it comes to combating COVID?
Yeah, so again, it comes down to symptom management. So whatever you can do to stay hydrated, drinking those electrolyte drinks, electrolyte-containing drinks, and then also boosting your immune system. So zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C. But the best thing that you can do, it's vaccination. I'm just going to come right out and say it. Like, that vaccination is the best thing that you can do to prevent COVID, one, infection, and then two, complications. And then in terms of what else can you do, common courtesy to keep fellow society members well, mask up, maintain that social distance of 6 feet. And then, it comes down to basic hand hygiene, wash hands as much as you can, like especially when you're about to handle food or after the restroom.
Well,
yeah, I know.
You saw my face. Yeah, please do that. Okay. Any other updates or anything people should know about other than that with COVID?
So the Florida Department of Health actually has a rolling vaccine clinic, I guess. They set up in a van, and you can follow them on Twitter and Facebook, and it's like pop-up vaccine clinics. So you can go there for no-cost vaccines.
Oh, and what's that called again?
So it's the Florida Department of Health.
Oh, really? It's okay. I did not know that.
Yeah. So if you follow them on Twitter, that's a good way to get in touch about them, about their new dates and times, and also the locations. But they also have good information about infection control.
Very cool. Okay, making notes of this for our podcast. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's a question. What about vaccination after previous infection? So maybe wait time, or I don't know.
So in terms of when can you get the vaccine after you've tested positive for COVID, what we generally say is you need to be well, so no symptoms for at least 10 days after a positive COVID.
So like no cough?
No cough, okay. No fevers, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. And then in terms of, who's going to be excluded of those patients with COVID, it's those who receive monoclonal antibodies.
I saw this this weekend.
Mm-hmm. And then also with convalescent plasma. So if you've received those two treatments, which are becoming a lot more common and commonplace, in terms of treatment in the outpatient setting, just because of Florida Department of Health, they're making that available. You need to wait 90 days.
Okay, so can you go deeper into both of those treatments and the differences in them too?
Yeah, so convalescent plasma means that people with COVID have gone in and donated plasma, and it's been distilled, I guess, to the just the plasma, so you get all the antibodies with it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's given an infusion. And then there's also the monoclonal antibodies infusions.
That's a big word.
Yeah. And so that's just it's not from people. It's a synthetic monoclonal antibody. And what it does is it helps your immune system battle the infection.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it boosts, it gives you a boost to the immune system, but it's not the actual original antibodies from somebody who's had the virus, you mean? Okay. So that's a pretty big difference. Mm-hmm. Are you allowed to recommend which one is better, or are they both a pretty good
choice? They're both pretty good. Okay. I think in Florida, the one that's easiest to get would be the monoclonal antibodies.
I saw a map about it. Yeah.
And you can get it as an outpatient. So
really,
yeah, and it helps to decrease the incidence of poor, really rough COVID symptoms. So that respiratory distress and acute respiratory disease. So it decreases that complication.
Do you have to be prescribed that?
Yes.
Do have to be prescribed that by the doctor, so they can call you, be screened over the phone before they get to be recommended? Because I think the nearest one is Okaloosa?
No.
Is it? Is there one here in town?
I think Sacred Heart offers it, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't see them on the map yesterday. Yeah, so I've been like trying to figure out how to say that word, number one.
MAB. Just call it a MAB.
A MAB. Okay.
Yeah, monoclonal antibody.
Sorry. But I've been trying to follow it because I've been reading a little bit more about this because I'm like, man, this is so intriguing. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing that the effects are really good, mm-hmm. and they're showing that it's helping people make those improvements, and their mm-hmm. symptoms aren't as bad.
Yeah, but again, what we're trying to do is get most people the vaccine so it prevents the disease in the first place. So monoclonal antibodies, of course, are a great treatment modality, but prevention is key. So what is, there's a saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So when it comes to disease, if you prevent it in the first place, you're not going to need that that treatment with the monoclonal antibodies.
Okay. Now, what about the I don't want to say argument. I hate that word, but I can't really think of another one right now. But probably need more coffee. Mm-hmm. What about just the discussion of natural immunity once you've had the COVID mm-hmm. versus getting vaccinated afterwards? Mm-hmm. Is it natural immunity better? Is it does it help because you have those antibodies in there that are like pew pew?
Yeah, so I would say
that's what I hear in my brain.
Yeah, so when it comes to quote natural immunity, that means that you've already had the disease. That being said, I say that vaccination is better because it helps to boost your immune system, and you're not going to have that significant response to COVID. So what I mean by that is the cough, the fevers, the respiratory disease that goes along with it, so shortness of breath, and just difficulty breathing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the vaccine, a good rule of thumb is that if you get a vaccine and you get slight fever, body aches, a little bit of headache, that means that your immune system is responding appropriately. And I'd much rather have that than 2, 3, 4 weeks of COVID symptoms in order to get that quote unquote natural immunity.
Very good. Thank you. We have individuals chiming in. Good morning to you. 850-437-1620. If a person has had COVID in July, mm-hmm. they have antibodies for just an unknown period of time. How mm-hmm. would getting the vaccine help them? Is it just another layer of protection?
Yes.
I think you kind of just answered that. And can you explain the benefits of the vaccine for people who have had COVID just recently?
So
but you also mentioned there is that time period to make sure you have no symptoms too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So just to help, it's another layer of protection to help your immune system prevent the disease transmission second time around, because COVID is a virus, and infections you can get multiple times, and it is not fun to get. And just because you've had it before doesn't mean that you're completely immune. So your immunity starts to wane immediately after recovering from the disease. So that vaccine is meant to boost your immunity.
Okay.
So, yeah, if that makes any sense.
Oh, very good. Somebody says, thank you for the honest discussion. Appreciate the information. So yeah, that's what we're here for.
Yep.
Information, discussion, a couple of light humor, especially since I forgot my glasses.
That's okay.
I'm back here with my face smashed against the screen, and Dr. Reed is like, what is she doing back there? I'm just trying to read.
I thought it was just really important, really.
I'm good. I just happened to not put them in my bag today. 850-437-1620. Dr. Amy Reed is here from VIP Care to answer your questions, but we've done a lot of COVID talk. What else do we want to cover today, though?
So I guess just introducing our listeners to the concept of VIP care and what we are about. So we serve as primary care providers for patients that are 65 and up. That's our passion. And we believe in seeing our patients often, keeping you well. Like I said, it's prevention, preventative medicine. That's what we're all about. So we don't want to see you when you're sick. We want to see you when you're well, and we want to keep you that way. So it's not uncommon for me to see my patients 4 times a year, which is very different from a traditional primary care provider in the Pensacola area, which they'll say, this is your annual and we'll see you next year.
Yeah, I'm starting to see, like, that's bothering me. Just that the whole idea of, like, oh, you come once a year, you're good, see you in a year.
Well, how much time do you really spend with your doctor?
Like, well, waiting or total or
face to face with your doctor?
Maybe 10, 15 minutes
maybe.
If that.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
After being in the waiting room for like an hour. And I'm not just saying me in particular. I'm talking to like friends because I talk about the show with my friends. I talk about y'all. I mentioned like, you know, last week how funny it was. A lot of people tune in and they listen. And I thank you for that. And I was saying like you don't really hear of that. Where the doctor's taking off the mask, making sure everything is checked and the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, because it's your health. That's, and as you get older, you want to make sure that you're focusing on the right things instead of just like, man, you look good. Okay, bye.
Yeah, like, so a lot different. Like in VIP care, we will spend a minimum an hour with our patients the first time we meet them. And I always have the comment from my new patients, like, wow, I was here a long time, but you talk to me about a lot of different topics. And it's like, yeah, and it's going to get easier because now I know you. So, but we try to build that good foundation so that we really do know our patients, their comorbidities, and we're able to tailor our recommendations to the individual.
And that's what they need. Everybody is different. What were we talking about before we came on air? Like our ethnicity and how it plays a part in our blood sugar. I was talking about just different things and she's just blowing my mind. Like, you must be European. Like, how do you know this? Like, it's just so funny. But you have to get to know the individual. You can't just, you know, broadly diagnose everybody or everybody would be on insulin. Everybody would be on this. You know what I mean? Hey, we have a couple questions coming in. 850-437-1620. Excuse me. What is the difference between the common flu virus and COVID disease? What's the difference between disease and virus? Thank you.
Okay. So virus is the pathogen. All right. So it's either the so it's whatever kind of virus it is. And I'm not going to get into the nuts and bolts of virology, but, you know, there's lots of different ones. So there's DNA strand, DNA single and double stranded, RNA single, double stranded. And so that's basic virology. Okay. So that's the virus. When you're talking about disease, that is the manifestation of the virus in your body. So for certain viruses, it can be a cough, a cold, a sniffle. For other viruses, it can be a skin manifestation. So think chickenpox. For other viruses, it can be nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, like just viral gastroenteritis. Yeah, exactly. For other viruses, it can be fevers, confusion, and neurologic findings. So like meningitis. So so like I said, the virus is the pathogen. The disease is what you get in terms of a manifestation from your body's response to it.
Okay,
so that's what that is. And then in terms of virus, well, there's to say I have a virus is to say I have a dog. Well, what kind of dog is it? Is it a big dog, small dog? Is it a black and white dog? Is it a blonde dog? There's so many viruses, but there's like the quintessential, the ones that we worry about in medicine. And like right now, COVID and flu is getting a lot of the press, but you know, we always worry about the other ones too. So measles, mumps, rubella, varicella. And these are all diseases, all viruses that we have vaccines for. And the reason is, for a lot of them, it's just either, you know, a cough, a cold, a sniffle, a skin manifestation, but there's also that cohort that dies. There's that high mortality that's associated with these viruses, and that's why we develop vaccines. You know, rewind the clock about 30 years ago, and on pediatric floors, you would see tons of children admitted for Haemophilus influenza type B, because you know they're
there's different types. Okay.
So Haemophilus influenza type B, it's not the flu virus, but it's another virus. But we developed an effective vaccine, And now we don't see all of those kids admitted to the pediatric wards.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. 850-437-1620. VIP Cares. Dr. Amy Reed is here today. I'm Jenna Barr. This is your Pensacola Expert Panel. We have a few minutes left, so please squeeze in your questions. Everybody's saying lots of good information, and I appreciate that. She is. Like, listen, I feel like I'm just like putting a quarter in. She's just like, let me tell you. I love that. Okay. So here's a question. This is a little different. Mm-hmm. I am happy with prior care from MDVIP, which mm-hmm. You know what that is, I guess. However, the new doctor assigned to me isn't a great fit. That happens. Mm-hmm. Is it difficult to switch to you from the current provider?
All right. So for VIP care, we do accept Medicare Advantage plans only. If you are unsure of your Medicare plan, please give us a call. The number is 850-517-4646. And in terms of how difficult is it to switch? Well, if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, not difficult at all. Mm-hmm. In fact, we have openings at all the clinics. So there's 3 in Pensacola and 1 in Milton for new patients to be seen within the next 7 to 28 days.
Oh, so that's pretty good. Sometimes you're looking at a 3 to 4 month wait. Okay. And so the best thing to do is to call. Mm-hmm. I almost have it memorized, but can you give it to me again?
Yeah, it's 850-517-4646.
4646. It's that middle 2-3 numbers that it always gets me. I'm sending over the number for you to call right there. And the number to call or text here, 850-437-1620. Does VIP accept new patients? I just turned 57 and extremely unhappy with my primary physician. First of all, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, me too. So, a physician-patient relationship, it has to be a good one, so you can have a great doctor, but you guys just don't meld well in terms of what they're recommending and what they're focused on. It doesn't really fit with what you want with your health. And so if you're finding you're in a position where you're just not in a relationship with your doctor that you like, don't think that the doctor takes it personally if you switch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like dating.
Yeah, no, it totally is. So it's a relationship. And, if it comes down to, well, what you are envisioning with your health doesn't match up with what your doctor wants, then you're always going to be butting heads. And
right.
that's not an effective, good relationship.
No, you're right. I told you I switched doctors. He wouldn't look in my mouth during COVID. Mm. And girl, I was like, okay, I'm out. Bye. Like, I need all the things checked, okay? Mm-hmm. If I'm coming in here, paying as much, tell you, it doesn't hurt their feelings because your health is what matters. Mm-hmm. And everybody, you've got to try it on. You just swipe left and keep going.
That's right.
Okay. Here's a weigh-in, 850-437-1620. This weigh-in, we have about 2 minutes left, so let's get through this one. Monoclonal antibodies are a great thing. I think mm-hmm. I nailed it. Unfortunately, there are no available appointments for days in the Pensacola area. Now, I haven't mm-hmm. double-checked this. I haven't looked because I was watching the map and the link, but I didn't check at all late last night or this morning. As of last Friday, our listener says the State Infusion Center in Fort Walton didn't have any appointments available until August 25th. That's not too bad because that's this mm-hmm. week. Smaller rural medical mm-hmm. facilities are administering they say to see the national database and mm-hmm. may have same or next day infusion appointments available to Funiac, Andalusia. I don't know what the other ones, but there are a few examples and they do require a written
scripts.
Oh, yes. You need to get that prescription mm-hmm. And the patient must qualify. What are qualifications for the monoclonal antibody treatment?
So, again, I don't want to get into the weeds, but there are guidelines on who gets these infusions at the physician level. So before I even prescribe it, you have to meet certain criteria.
Sure.
But if you're not sure, if you meet those criteria, you need to go to your doctor.
Yes. Okay, so first, probably get tested, go to your doctor or get tested and then go see your doctor, mm-hmm. especially if you're feeling like you are getting worse. We do have just a minute left. Oh my goodness, we're running out of time. So go ahead, Dr. Reed, and give them the information of how to contact you, where you guys are located, and who is eligible to come see y'all.
Yep. So the phone number is 850-517-4646. And if you like what you're hearing, give us a call. See if you qualify for care. It's Medicare Advantage patients that we're accepting new patients for. And in terms of locations, there's three in Pensacola, like I said. I'm located on Pine Forest and Mobile. And then there's another clinic on Mobile in Fairfield. Then there's Davis and Brent. And then there's one office in Milton.
So there's plenty of options, mm-hmm. 65 and up. If you qualify, the best thing to do is if you are 65 and up, even if you don't have the particular coverage, call and see if you qualify for mm-hmm. the coverage, and they can walk you through those steps to apply.
Exactly. And we also have independent brokers. So these are insurance brokers who are able to, if you don't know about your plan, you don't know what it covers, you want something better, you can always give them a call.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries.
This was so much fun. Thank you for holding it down with me today. Girl power right there, Dr. Reed. Again, go check out the podcast after we wrap up here, and we'll see you guys next week.